Hi, hello, 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 sunshines. Welcome back to another podcast where you're listening to Shine Her Light Podcast with your girl, Makia Blue. Yes, we're back for another season. We're back to stay. We're back being content, intentional, and committed, and consistent, all those wonderful things. We're going to be focusing on relationships. We're going to be focused on Black mental health, self-improvement, self-help, Christ-like conversations. Yes, we got to get into that Bible. We got to get into that word. Definitely got to have topics about that. And we're going to just dissect these conversations, and we're going to talk about it, how it's affecting the Black community, affecting women in general and men. We're going to talk about business and financial literacy. So let's get into it. All right. Welcome back to another podcast. This is episode one of the new season, and over the years, my last podcast was last year. I don't remember the month. I'm going to guess it was about February or March, but I could be wrong, but I know it was last year. So since then, I have grown and matured at a different level because I became a wife, became a mom, and now I'm about to be a mom of two little girls, Lord's willing. So my perspective have changed. My conversation has changed. My thought process has changed. How I dissect and control my emotions have changed. I'd have been to therapy, and my desire of God in my life and my walk with Christ in my life is becoming more closer, and I feel like I matured a lot spiritually. I mean, I've always been somewhat mature spiritually because I started off pastoring at a very young age, started off ministry at a very young age, but now I'm about to be 31 next month, Lord's will, and I feel like I'm at that point of maturity where, with God, to where like I just know. Like when you reach the level of maturity with God, you just know that certain things are maneuvering the way it's supposed to be or the way it shouldn't be. So it's your prayer life changes, where your prayer become less of God, I need, and God, what you want me to do, to where your prayer become, okay, God, I see, I hear, I get it. Okay, God, I thank you for it's already done. Okay, God, I'm already praying. Okay, God, I know what's going to happen. Okay, God, you know, those type of prayers where you kind of like you're mature enough spiritually. But I said that to say this, that lately my aspect on life has been teaching me being intentional. And I think I made a post on Facebook that says the word of the day is intentional, or being intentional. So for me, I was talking to God, like, and this, you know, today I was not planning on doing a podcast, but I was talking to God this morning, and, you know, just thinking about the word intentional, like, what, why does that mean so much to me? I don't think even with everything I've accomplished in my whole entire life, from pastoring to college to marriage, kids, businesses, speaking engagements, podcasting, whatever I've done in my life, I don't think I've ever been this deep or this high level of intentional. This feels different for me, to where I'm more focused, I'm more driven. I'm seeing things from a different perspective. I'm open-minded, to where it is not conflicted with my morals or values or my belief or my walk with God. So the word intentional, I was looking for a Bible scripture concerning intentional, and I found Ephesians 5 verses 15 through 17, and I'm going to read it, and then we're going to go into prayer, okay? So Ephesians 5, I'm reading from the Easy Reader version. For those who don't understand the New King James Version, trust me, I get it, or the King James Version, girl, I got you. Listen, bro, I got you. So we hear, I see you, you see me. So it says, verse 15, Ephesians chapter 5. So be very careful how you live. Live wisely, not like fools, Verse 16, I mean that you should use every opportunity you have for doing good, because these are evil times. Last verse, verse 17. So don't be foolish with your lies, but learn what the Lord wants you to do. All right, let's go into some prayer. Lord, we thank you for this podcast. We thank you for this episode. We just ask that you have your way. I pray for the listeners. I pray, God, that you expand this podcast in the way that you want it to be expanded, that you're getting the glory, and that people are being encouraged, transformed, renewed, God, healed, delivered, set free. And we just thank you, and we give you all the glory and the praise. Amen. All right. So, you know that this month is about mental health awareness, and what perfect way of just talking about God, talking about mental health, with just talking about being intentional. So let's dissect this word. Verse 15 says, be very careful how you live. Live wisely, not like fools. I think that's self-explanatory. That's why I love the easy reader version. Especially teaching and breaking down the word, because it's just self-explanatory. Like being intentional, I mean, is like living your life in a way where you want it to reflect how you feel internally. Like a lot of times, and I found myself doing this before I got to this level of maturity, is that I would see the life I want, but on the inside, I wasn't preparing for it. Like a lot of times we dealing with trauma, we dealing with depression, anxiety, stuff from the past, relationships, everything is keeping us off balance and unfocused, and it affects how we live our life. So when you dealing with depression, although you have these desires for your life, for a business, for the job, for school, for career, and all of those things, it becomes harder when you dealing with depression, anxiety, relationships, trauma, toxicity, environment of relationships, and et cetera, financial struggles, to where it becomes very overwhelming and over consuming for it to reflect the life that you want. So that means like I could be going through this stuff right now, but it doesn't mean that it has to define where I'm going or where I want to be. So I could be dealing with financial problems right now. I could be dealing with depression. I could be dealing with anxiety. I could be dealing with toxicity environment. I could be dealing with a toxic relationship. I could be dealing with all these things, but I'm going to find a way to come out of it. I'm going to find a way to come out of it because I want my life to reflect what I feel on the inside. Who wants to be miserable? Who wants to be miserable? Who is like having all the money in the world and still not happy? So if I want the life that God has promised me, I got to also change what's on the inside. And a lot of times, and it took me a long time to realize that being intentional requires self-work. It requires some self-work, some self-improvement, self-love, self-esteem. You might have to go to therapy. You might have to pray harder. You might have to be dedicated to going to church every Sunday. You might have to put in some extra work into yourself in order for your life to reflect, and also for your internal to reflect what God promised you and your purposes. We can't get to our purposes because we're not being intentional. First, you got to be intentional about yourself. That means no more toxic environment, no more toxic relationship. Sometimes we can be toxic. Like, yes, we can be toxic. Go ahead and say, yeah, I've been toxic. Yep. Sometimes we can be toxic and we bring in toxic environments and people around us because we don't know how to heal and we don't know how to get the help we need. Or a lot of times in most homes or Black communities, we're not taught about therapy. We're not taught about healing. When we're mostly told, go lay at the altar, go pray about it. But it's what you do when you get up from prayer. It's what you do when you get through praying. You could pray all day long, but it's what you do when you get through praying. The Bible says faith without works is dead. So if I'm going to have faith and pray about it, I got to do my part too. And a lot of time God wants to see, are we going to be intentional about the things he promised us? He wants us to put in the work. And that first work, you got to put in that work for yourself. And this is why verse 15 says, be very careful how you live. Live wisely, not like fools. So if you're struggling with financial problems and you've hit some hardships, learn from it, examine it, Figure out what you did wrong and don't go back doing it. Make some changes. If you're dealing with trauma, go to therapy. Learn from it. Heal from it. Forgive. Forgive yourself. Forgive them. And move on from it and help others to do whatever God called you to do with that testimony. If you're dealing with things in life that is hindering you, forgive, move on. And I'm not saying that these things will be easy and it's going to happen overnight. That's not what I'm saying. But work on those things. Work on yourself so you won't continue to keep making foolish decisions that keeps you from being intentional. Because let's be real. When you are not mentally, emotionally, and spiritually in the right place, your life cannot reflect the life that you that God promised you or the life that you desire. When you're not mentally, emotionally, and spiritually in the right place, physically, you're going to be off balance. Physically, you won't be able to focus. Physically, you're going to be all over the place. Physically, that's when depression hits. That's where anxiety hits. That's where all this other stuff hit that God don't even want us dealing with. But because of the stuff, life, and he knows we're human, we're entering these things that causes us to lose focus, causes us to lose our aspiration and inspiration and motivation. Because let's be real, like, he wants to see how intentional you're going to be about your purpose, about what you desire. If you want that degree, be intentional. Know that, okay, I have poor time management, but if I want this degree and I want to be a nurse, a therapist, a doctor, a lawyer, whomever, if I want this degree, I really got to take some time out to examine myself. If I got to have a therapist the whole time I'm in school, if I got to have a therapist plus my pastor praying for me and me keeping up a regimen or a schedule of me getting in the word every morning and before I go to sleep, or me having accountability partners that will have Bible study with me and pray with me so I won't fall short, because I know what happens when I get overwhelmed, I get depressed, I get stressed, I have anxiety. I know what happens when I lose focus, I give up. This is why it's important to incorporate self-improvement. And then it says in verse 16, I mean that you should use every opportunity you have for doing good, because these are evil times. Like, I think that's also self-explanatory. And here's the reason why, is because if I'm being intentional, I got to also make sure that my heart is in the right place. The Bible says use every opportunity to do good. I used to ask God, why did you give me a good heart? Because they say a lot of times a person with a good heart always get the short end of the stick, or they get misused. And I had to learn something, that is not that there's anything wrong with me having a good heart. What is wrong is that I don't set boundaries. That if I'm going to continue to have a good.
So, you know, I'm coming with all the opportunities, right? So listen to this. If you want to be a guest on Shine Her Light podcast, go to Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, search Mykia Blue. That's MYKIABLUE. Or search Shine Her Light, SHYNE, Her Light. Search those things, fill out the form, or email me at shineherlight@gmail.com. Email me so that I can send you the form to fill out so that you can be a special guest on our podcast. This is 100% free. There's no gimmicks. There's nothing you have to pay. I just want you to share your story. I just want you to be able to dissect the topic that you are an expert in so that we can have these conversations to help our fellow men and women, especially in the Black community, for our youth as well, who may need to hear this. All right. Don't turn down this opportunity.
Heart, I gotta also set boundaries to protect my heart. See, being intentional will teach you that, because you're working on self-improvement, you're working on yourself before you can even touch your purposes or touch the ideal of the business or the ideal school or the ideal this and the third. You got to do the self-work. You got to do the work in yourself. So I have to learn that if I'm a do good and be intentional about anything I do where God is getting the glory, I got to set some boundaries, because there's nothing wrong with having a good heart. The problem is I haven't mastered how to set boundaries, because you have to know that there are going to be some people that enter your life, but they may not be able to hold that high level of capacity in your life. For instance, let's use make-believe name. You have Bob and you have Jill. Now, Jill is your homegirl. She your best friend. She your ride or die. She been your best friend since like the grade school. Like, she been in your life for a minute. She got longevity. You just met Bob, okay? You just met Bob about a year ago, but he cool. Y'all best friends or whatever. Cool. Now, Jill got some issues. You try to implement, hey, go to therapy, or we go to therapy together. Hey, I know this life coach that can help you. Hey, you need to get your life on track. You know, you try to implement her into getting her life on track, but she ain't trying to hear that. She cool with being toxic. She good with not trying to live her life better. She good with just surviving while you trying to thrive and you want your friend to thrive. She comfortable with just surviving. She's comfortable with just, you know, where she's at, and you're trying to elevate. But Bob comes in your life elevating. You can learn from him. Y'all can learn from each other. Y'all doing Bible study together. Like, and even though y'all have two different career paths, you both can bounce off each other. But you can't do that with your homegirl that you've known for longevity. What I'm saying is, just because I have longevity with you, or just because you've been in my life, that doesn't mean that you can handle a certain level of friendship or capacity in my life. So that means you got to know who can handle what in your life. What person needs to be connected to you for what reason? Because you can be a good person, but you got to set boundaries. Like, hey, sis, I love you. You've been in my life forever, but I'm not the same no more. I don't do those things no more. I'm trying to elevate. I want to do better. So I think we need just a little bit of space between us until you figure your life out, because I don't want what you're doing bringing toxicity or corrupting me, because I'm trying to really stay focused and be intentional. I respect what you do, but I need you to respect what I do. I check on you every now and then, but this dynamic of us being close right now, it can't happen. A lot of people don't want to do that because their fear of losing people, and that is the fear of abandonment. When you have a good heart, you have to set boundaries, because you cannot sacrifice your own peace and your own place of emotions and mental state to accommodate somebody else that may not be good for you at that high level. God will send somebody in your life that understands boundaries, that understands what it means to have a good heart, that understands where you're coming from, that can elevate with you, and y'all can learn from each other. Whereas that person been in your life forever, they may cannot handle that level of capacity, and you have to be okay with that. Which all I'm saying is, this all about being intentional. Being intentional will tell you who to cut off. When you work on yourself and you put in the work in for yourself, that means you're going to have to be focused. You might have to cut some people off. You might have to demote some friendships, which means you can't conversate with that friend every day because they're not on that same level you may be on in a positive way. You might have to work on your emotions, intelligence. You might have to do therapy, get into your Bible more, praying more, get around some people that are like-minded or Christ-like-minded. Like, yes, like, being intentional requires for this level of you to be at a place where it can handle your purpose. And being intentional is all about purpose. And you cannot reach your purpose if you ain't ready to reach that purpose. You can do all the work, but on the inside, you're miserable. And that's not how God wants us to live. This is why Ephesians 5:15-17 is very important, because he want us to enjoy the fruit of our labor. But how can you enjoy the fruit of your labor and enjoy your purposes and the desires of your heart if on the inside you're not intentional? I cannot be in so much intentional on the outside that I paint a picture to everybody else that everything else is good. But when I go home and look in the mirror, I don't even like myself. When I go home and look in the mirror, I'm dealing with low self-esteem. When I go home and look in the mirror, I'm dealing with abandonment. When I go home and look in the mirror, I have hatred and bitter towards people that hurt me. When I go home and look in the mirror, I'm jealous of the next person. When I go home and look in the mirror, I haven't put in the work in myself so that I can fully bask in what God has given me to enjoy, to where he can actually get the glory out of it. So what I'm telling you, verse 17 says, don't be foolish with your lies, but learn what the Lord wants you to do. It is very, very important to focus on God. And all in all, going to therapy, getting back close to God, or getting closer to God, working on yourself, ask God what it is you require of me. How do you want me to go about this? How do you want me to go about school? How do you want me to go about my purpose? How do you want me to go about becoming a lawyer, a doctor, or a teacher, or a therapist, or a life coach, or whatever it is you're trying to pursue? But just make sure you're intentional about what's on the inside of you. Because if you're not intentional about what's on the inside of you, it's going to come out. It's going to come out. When you're trying to pursue those things, people are going to be like, something ain't right about her. She looks good on the outside and she got it together on the outside and everything looks great on the outside. But on the inside, something ain't right. And you don't want that. You don't want that backlash. So it's good to work on yourself. And don't listen. If you got a good heart like me and you just a giver, you're very humble, you're very meek, don't think something is wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with having a good heart. You just need to learn how to manage your good heart. Take care of your good heart. That's just like the physical. In order to take care of your heart, you got to stay away from sodium. You got to stay away from a lot of processed food, a lot of sugar. It's the same way spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. To take care of your good heart, you got to stay away from people who are toxic. You got to heal from people who have hurt you. You got to heal from yourself and forgive yourself. You got to be able to cut people off when they're not good for you. You got to be able to have discernment so you can discern what's good for you and what ain't good for you. And you got to set boundaries. You have to set boundaries. Say it with me. No, N-O, or not right now, or I can't do it, or let me pray about it. These are all about setting boundaries to protect your heart, to protect your heart. And at the end of the day, being intentional will get you where God wants you to get and where he wants you to be. But you have to first be intentional about what's on the inside. And that's why being intentional, the word intentional, has been in my spirit lately. I feel like God is using that aspect in a lot of people's lives because there are so many wounded people, so many broken people, that we have these desires. We have all these dreams and hopes. But lately, it's been hard to really pursue those things. After COVID, so many people has been broken and dealing with trauma and dealing with so many things mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, to where it's been hard to pursue a business. It's been hard to pursue a career. It's been hard to get the job you want. It's been hard to be the wife and the mom that you desire to be. It's been hard to do the things that you have a desire and a purpose to do, because mentally and emotionally and spiritually, you're struggling and you're trying to climb your way out and dig your way out and do damage control. In all reality, God says you just needs to heal. You just needs to work on yourself. You needs to build back your confidence. You need to start loving yourself again. You really do need to not focus so much on, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to create this, I got to do that. No, the first step of being intentional is working on you. And once you've mastered you, then you go pursue the business. Then you go to school. Then you go to school for lawyer, a counselor, a therapist, or whatever you're trying to do. Then you go do the works that you need to do. But first, let's be intentional about ourselves. And I want you to remember that for Mental Health Awareness Month. Be intentional about yourself. Go to therapy. Get back in church. Ask God, where you want me to go so I can hear the word. The church is supposed to be a hospital. And I know there's some messed up churches around here. But pray and ask God where he wants you to be at. Where he wants you to fellowship at. Church is about fellowship. And when you fellowship, you get everything you need out of fellowship. So the hospital is supposed, the church is supposed to be a hospital. The hospital is supposed to be a fellowship. Go get fellowship. That's what the church is for. And don't let life, don't let church hurt, don't let messy saints keep you from church. No, the devil has people in churches too. The devil has people in church too. So ask God where you want me to fellowship at, where you want me to tithe at. God, like, show me. And I'm not moving until you tell me who you want me to contact as a therapist. Like, give me resources so I can do the work on myself, so my business, so my career, so my school, so my family, my kids, myself can flourish the way it needs to be, so I can exhibit and I can accomplish whatever purpose and desires you have placed in my life. So be intentional, but be intentional about yourself first. All right, you guys. Well, that was all that I had today. I hope that I said something that will help you. Don't forget to be intentional. Don't forget to follow me on all my social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, under Shine Her Light. Or you can search me under Mykia Blue. That's Mykia Blue. And don't forget, if you want to be a guest on this podcast, email me at shineherlight@gmail.com or follow me on social media to fill out that form. Guys, thank you, and remember to shine your light in the dark so that someone else can see. Bye.